FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The inclusion of persons with disabilities must be taken more seriously. The call comes from Social Development Deputy Minister Ghanief Hendricks, who is in Umhlanga at the handover of a report on a draft policy for the social development services to persons with disabilities. The report includes inputs from public hearings recently held in several parts of KZN. Hendricks says barriers to healthcare, employment and education are some of the challenges highlighted in it that need urgent attention. He says a collective approach involving various sectors and spheres of government is needed.
Strengthening policy implementation and accountability. Regular process reviews will be conducted with clear accountability mechanisms, inclusive employment initiative, public and private sector employment equity targets will be reinforced alongside vocational training programs, improve access to services, disability awareness and advocacy, sustainable funding for NPOs.
The country's citrus growers say they're expecting a strong export season in April. The Citrus Growers Association says indications are that there should be enough products to meet the demand across all markets over the next 5 years. Oranges, including the Navel and Valencia varieties, are set for increase. The association's Boichoko and Chabele says grapefruit exports will also see a 6% hike, with exports peaking over the next 2 months. Chabela says, however, there have been some concerns about the operations at ports.
As the 2025 season kicks off, our biggest concern is logistics. The CGA is grateful for progress made by Transnet in terms of equipment acquisitions at the ports. However, the long-term way to achieve the needed efficiency at our ports is through the big structural change that only public sector participation can bring.
And the US government is scrambling to explain how a journalist was included in a highly sensitive group chat about war plans. The Atlantic's editor-in-chief says he was able to see discussions about upcoming military strikes on rebels in Yemen. Leading Democrats say they are not surprised the Trump administration was unaware a journalist was in their group chat. The editor of The Atlantic magazine says he was able to see details on Houthi rebels in Yemen. The chat included Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Jeffrey Goldberg told NBC he was in shock when he was accidentally added.
I assumed that I was being spoofed or hoaxed or being included in some kind of disinformation campaign, because it was simply too improbable to me that they would have such poor operational security.
The top story, the Deputy Social Development Minister, Ghanief Hendricks, says the inclusion of persons with disabilities must be taken more seriously. He was speaking in Umhlanga at the handover of a report on a draft policy for the social development services to persons with disabilities. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.